This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. And last night I had a lively conversation going on that we ran out of time, so I wanted to continue it the best we can. So joining me again from Arbalest Quarrel is Roger Katz. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. Great to be here.
So, I listened to your message. The one that I was thinking about, it might not have been the Wren case. I think it was the one that happened in the District of Columbia. And that's already gone to in-bank.
Excuse me. That is the District of Columbia case.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, they referred it for an in-bank review when they got shot down, and then that got shot down, so that's what I was asking you about.
Yeah. Let me backtrack so your listeners have a better idea of what's going on here. It was somewhat of a convoluted series of events that began back in May of 2015, May 18th. And basically the holding of the district court in D.C., and by the way, there's only one district court in the District of Columbia. And some states, in fact, I would imagine in most states, there are two district courts, either referred to in the Eastern and Western District, which is the case in New York or in Ohio. My state would be Northern and Southern districts. In any event, what the court stated was this. In a suit alleging that the D.C. Code, there was a certain section granting a police chief discretion to refuse to issue licenses to carry handguns, and its good reason, proper reason requirement violated the Second Amendment, a preliminary injunction was warranted because the plaintiffs were likely to succeed on the merits of their claim that a good reason, proper reason requirement reasonably denied otherwise qualified individuals the right to carry a handgun for self-defense. And it was not related to the law's stated purpose of reducing the risk of violent crime. All right. We have to consider the Wren case in light of Heller. And obviously, the district court was very sensitive to the fact that obviously the Supreme Court case dealt with the District of Columbia, where you're dealing with the fact that the District of Columbia stated that, according to their law, all handguns must be banned. They're illegal and do not come under the protection of the Second Amendment. And, of course, Scalia in his famous decision that the majority agreed to stated that that was absolutely false and that individuals had a right to use a handgun for self-defense in their home, and that does come within the core of the Second Amendment. So here the issue was whether that right of self-defense extended beyond the home, beyond the doorstep. And there was a dual problem here because basically what the district code section said, and this is coming, of course, several years after Heller, that the police chief had absolute discretion to grant or deny a handgun carry license to those that applied for it. And they used, or he would use, the good reason, proper reason, which meant that basically it was his discretion, absolute discretion, to grant it. And basically self-defense was not a good enough reason to grant a carry license in D.C. A person would have to show or make an argument beyond and above and beyond that basic reason. In other words, an individual would have to show a reason to have a carry permit that would indicate that to the discretion of the police chief, he felt that this person's life was in greater danger, let's say, than any average person. Perhaps there were death threats against him, or the fact that he carries substantial amounts of cash. It was basically the kind of argument that you have, and it's still law under the New York State Act in New York, and, of course, in California. Well, at any rate, you have this particular holding in the District of Columbia that was actually beneficial to the plaintiff, and a preliminary injunction was granted. And then the District of Columbia challenged the legitimacy of that particular order. And this is where I think you were talking about, well, there appear to be two district courts. Well, actually, there was one, but the decision was handed down by a New York judge who was given a license, essentially, by the chief judge in the District of Columbia to handle certain enumerated cases. And this often is the case where magistrates are used in courts, and they'll be guest judges where the caseload is such that the actual judges sitting in a particular jurisdiction are just overwhelmed by the cases. In any event, the Circuit Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia said, well, this decision by the New York judge that was sitting in for the district court judges would be overthrown, was null and void, because the judge did not have a legitimate jurisdiction to handle a case at all. All right? So that was determined by the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit on December 15, 2015, several months later. All right? So then a regular district court judge who was licensed to operate as a judge in the District of Columbia came out with her own decision, and it was the antithesis of the original. And then that judge basically said that the way she saw it, preliminary injunction was not warranted because, according to her, the plaintiffs were not likely to win on the merits. And she saw that the district code that granted the police chief absolute discretion to refuse to issue handgun carry licenses was perfectly legal under the Second Amendment and under the Heller case, all right? Well, the plaintiffs challenged that. And what we have is that in March of 2016, March 7, 2016, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia came down in favor of the plaintiffs, basically reversing the decision of the district court, and in a sense reaffirming what was a null and void decision of the visiting New York district judge. And that led to the District of Columbia. They could have filed an immediate appeal up to the U.S. Supreme Court, but they asked for an en banc hearing, which means that the full panel of circuit court judges, Court of Appeals judges.
Let me get you to hold right there. We're going into the break. Let me get you to hold right there. And there's been a bunch of things happen just in the 15 minutes. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. My guest from Arborless Quarrel is Roger Katz. I don't know if you saw this, Roger, or not, but DC has decided to stand down from pursuing this any further because they're going to take one for the team because they're afraid of if it goes to the Supreme Court, it would affect similar gun regulations elsewhere, including in Maryland, New Jersey, and New York.
Yeah, I wasn't aware of that. I'm glad you brought it to my attention, but it would make sense. Clearly, if Merrick Garland had been sitting on the Supreme Court, they would definitely have taken the case yeah. up. But with Gorsuch up there, they won. And by the way, Merrick Garland is a judge, I think one of the chief judges, on the District of Columbia Circuit Court of Appeals. I'm sure he would have wanted to have an en banc hearing of this particular case. And the feeling was that there would have been enough district court judges that agreed with him that they would have reversed the three-judge panel and then affirmed the decision of the district court. So that part is very good. But, yeah, they made a tactical decision that was beneficial to them under the circumstance.
Maryland, New Jersey, and New York, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it's beneficial to, because I guess they're going to have to go shall issue.
Originally, as I, and I'm reading from their decision, it says to receive a license based on the first prong, at least according to the district code, good reason of fear injury, applicants must show a special need for self-protection distinguishable from the general community as supported by evidence of specific threats or previous attacks that demonstrate a special danger to the applicant's life. It's a lot of gobbledygook, but basically they came to the right decision and they looked very closely to Scalia's opinion and they realized that this is a political code regulation that did not have anything to do with enhancing public safety. And if that were the case, then, and given to the feeling that under the Heller decision, the right of self-defense is a core purpose of the Second Amendment. And I think whether District Columbia becomes a shall issue, you know, there's going to be a lot of pushback on this. There always is. But they're definitely going to have to loosen things up.
Well, I mean, they've lost that in court. I mean, the good reason clause is what was holding everything up. So they'll either have to go shall issue. What they've done, I think, is taken away the police chief's
prerogative.
Taking that away, and now if you meet all the other requirements, they have to issue the permit.
Yeah, it's more administrative rather than almost a quasi-judicial function on the part of the police chief making a decision that he believes constitutes cause under the law. So that part is definitely good, definitely.
So, but it's interesting that in D.C., which, you know, the reason they were saying you had to have good cause was because everybody in D.C. is so special. These are very special people. These are diplomats and delegates and congresspeople and ambassadors and all these things. And now these people are not special enough to warrant pushing this any further to where it would endanger what New York's got going on and what New Jersey's got going on and what Maryland has going on. And to me, that sort of sounds like their attorney general knew they were going to lose.
It sure seems that way. And but fortunately, we can speculate. But at least we have a firm decision on the side of the people and on the side of the amendment, and that's what really counts.
Now, Nancy Pelosi is out there and a bunch of Republicans, which, by the way, the bump fire stock, for those of you that don't know, that was greenlit by the ATF during the Obama administration. It's a relatively new accessory to come out with the gun. And Nancy Pelosi is out there saying that, okay, yeah, we'll do this, but we want this to be the slippery slope. We want more than this. We want the universal background check thing. I couldn't care less about the bump fire stock being on the market. I don't own one, don't need one, don't want one. But if they're going to use that as, they're going to try to use that, I think, as a momentum gatherer. Is that a slippery slope, you think?
Definitely. And That segues into the next point. I was taking a look at the New York Times editorial page. It's a great, if you like to read comic book stories,
Lampoon,
to go to the New York editorial. Nicholas Kristof, We Can Act Before the Next Mass Shooting. He has a modest proposal. He says, we're not helpless in light of the horrific shooting in Las Vegas. He says, here are modest steps we could take. And I'm sure that he was talking to Pelosi and Feinstein and Schumer, all these other fine, upstanding Americans who are so, so concerned about protecting human life. But this is what they have in mind. And so this is what we can see coming out of D.C. from the Democrats. You mentioned universal background checks before buying a gun. He says more than 4 out of 5 Americans support this measure. All right? And Harvard research suggests that because of loopholes, 22% of guns are acquired without a background check. Well, look, when you're dealing with the Bill of Rights, it's not a matter of public opinion, even assuming that those statistics are accurate. And I have to look at this concept. What do they mean by universal background check? Well, we already have, through the Brady Bill, an instant background check system that was set up that requires dealers that hold an FFL to contact the FBI's National Criminal Database to determine if there is a basis to preclude the sale of a firearm or any disposition of a firearm to the party that is requesting it. And what the universal background check apparently is an attempt to close what the anti-gun groups consider to be a loophole through interstate sales, possibly through gun shows. The problem is this. Unless you have an FFL, there's no way that you're going to be able to do an instant background check anyway.
Let me get you hold right there. We're going into the break. We'll get back. When we get back, we'll continue with this. As the Democrats try to capitalize on a tragedy, what are we going to be looking at? What can we do? My guest is Roger Katz, Arbalest Quarrel. This is Lock and Load. We give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors owners for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. My guest this hour from Arbalest Quarrel is Roger Katz, as his partner in crime is trying to, I don't know, think he's staying he's out of trouble. I don't know what he's doing.
He's out in Catalonia, and he is rousing the troops in that region. Bill, I'd like to mention something regarding what's going on in that part of the world. He says that it's basically nonstop propaganda against Donald Trump. It just goes on and on and on. It's incessant. And it's impossible to get any contrary news, anything that would constitute balance. It seems that whatever the president does is a basis for attack. And he says it's mind-boggling. He thought it was bad here, but it's much worse over there.
Yeah. So, I mean, and they have no real way to resist whatever the Spanish government wants to do, because the Spanish government has a monopoly on violence, which is what they would like to have here, which is, it's still crazy that they want to have it here, because I thought all the cops were racists.
Isn't that what the Black Lives Matter movement says? The Antifa and all these other radical groups, that the First Amendment doesn't apply to them. or applies to them, they can say and do whatever they want, even if it means violence, because it's violence against the reprehensible groups that don't think like they do. But I wanted to go back to what we can see coming down the pike because of the anger that Democrats and the anti-gun movement is using to basically attack any common rational thought. And, of course, with the universal background checks, I just wanted to add this one coda, and that's basically that no one is permitted to transfer a firearm to anyone who's under disability. So I might not have access to the FBI database, but that doesn't mean that I have an excuse if I were to sell a firearm, let's say, to someone who was a convicted felon. But, you know, these little details, we don't, the anti-gun people aren't really concerned about. They're more in rhetoric and in rousing the emotion rather than calm, collected, rational, intellectual thought. And that gets to the second thing they want. We were talking about bump stocks. You know, I took a look at the BATF. I wanted to see what they actually said, because there's only two companies apparently that manufacture this device. And one of them contacted the BATF, and in June 7 of 2010, this is what the BA said in part. This is in reference to your submission and accompanying letter to the Firearms Technology Branch, FTB, of the ATF, asking for an evaluation of a replacement shoulder stock for an AR-15 sight rifle. Now, according to this Christoff, he says, well, this basically converts a weapon into an automatic a firearm. Or what does he say here? It makes it more like automatics. Well, this is what the BATF said. The FTB evaluation confirmed that the submitted stock does attach to the rear of an AR-15 type rifle, which has been fitted with a sliding shoulder stock type buffer tube assembly. The stock has no automatically functioning mechanical parts or springs and performs no automatic mechanical function when installed. In order to use the installed device, the shooter must apply constant forward pressure with the non-shooting hand and constant rearward pressure with the shooting hand. That's what you told me, Bill.
Right.
Accordingly, we find that the bump stock is a firearm part and is not regulated as a firearm under the Gun Control Act or the National Firearms Act. So there you have it. The BATF, properly applying the law in this case, has made it clear that this thing does not convert a firearm, a semi-automatic firearm, into a fully functioning automatic weapon. But that apparently is neither here nor there, according to Christoff and others.
Well, I mean, for them to say it that way, what that does is that makes rapid semi-automatic fire fast, or it makes it possible. It is not quite half of the cyclic rate of fire of a M4.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know, you can do the same thing just holding the weapon at your hip and sticking your finger in there and doing the same forward motion with a handguard. So you don't even need the bump fire stock to do it. This is all about, this makes it to where you can do it with it shoulder mounted on your, you know, putting it to your shoulder. So that's one reason I don't have it. The other reason is I don't like wasting all that ammo just spraying it, and you know, there's not a lot for me there. But the idea that, you know, this was okay during Obama's watch. Why didn't he come out against it?
Why indeed? The third modest proposal that Christoff would like to see, and I'm sure Feinstein and Pelosi would like to see, is this impose an age limit of 21 on gun purchases. Kristof says this is already the law for handgun purchases in many states, and it mirrors the law on buying alcohol. Well, I don't know the relationship there, but how old does a person have to be in order to enlist in the military?
Give me that one more time. What was that question again?
Yeah, how what is the age, the minimum age, if an individual wishes to join
18.
The 18. All right. I take it that a person who's 18, if he's in the military, he's going to learn how to handle all sorts of firearms. But I suppose he would be or she would be considered reasonable and responsible. What difference does it make? They come back, and after doing a tour and getting shot at, they may be, 20 years old? But they cannot own a firearm, according to Kristof, because they're not considered adults yet and capable of properly handling one.
Well, I mean that's basic rifle marksmanship is a basic caveat to basic training for all of the services. So everybody that's in the service, male, female, black, white, plaid, it doesn't matter, they learn how to operate the M16, M4 platforms. So.
Well, maybe we ought to impose an age limit of 21 before you join the service.
You could do that, but what that does, there was a song back in the 80s. I tell you what, we'll talk about this when we get back, because we're about to run out of time. Roger Katz is at ArbalistQuarrel.com. He's also a featured writer at Amoland.com, and he comes here quite often at Lock and Load, and along with his partner, who's currently fighting the Spanish government single-handedly in Catalonia. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go to your phone and call right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device, absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by calling minicpap.com, 1-800-962-4276. Transcend is FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, call minicpap.com now. 1-800-962-4276. That's 1-800-962-4276.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yummy!
Thepowermall.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. My guest this hour is Roger Katz from ArborlistQuarrel.com. I'm going to let you finish it. We got, you have exactly, let's see, you got 9 minutes on the clock, I think, eight and a half, 9 minutes. Go.
Okay, so I just wanted to go through a couple more of these so-called modest proposals. To show that they are not reasonable or modest, really. The fourth one is enforce a ban on possession of guns by anyone subject to a domestic violence protection order. Now, think about that. There's already a ban on those that have been convicted of domestic violence, and that's under 18 U.S.C. Section 922 of the Penal Code, the Federal Penal Code. But this basically would ban one's right to keep and bear arms simply given a protection order that has nothing to do with a person's actual violation of any law. Anyone could simply say, well, I feel threatened by this individual. Go to court, get something from the court that says this person must not come anywhere near me. And, oh, by the way, that person cannot have a firearm. And if he already has one, he'll have to turn it back in. Another thing is limit gun purchases by any one person to no more than, say, 2 a month. Well, say 3, say 1, maybe 1 every other month. It's all arbitrary. It doesn't mean anything at all. Adopt micro-stamping of cartridges. Well, we've heard this before. The fact is that you already have ballistic testing that is reasonable, tends to work, and micro-stamping would not add anything that would be construed as reliable to the mix. But it sounds good. It sounds like the anti-gun people are doing something concrete, so let's do that. The other thing is to invest in smart gun technology. In fact, Christoph suggests that the military use smart guns as well.
Yeah.
As the police. Yeah. The thing is, imagine, you know what, we don't have to waste any words on that. It's so ridiculous. But beyond that, going back to the situation in Las Vegas, we hear, and I know that may she rest in peace, Hillary Clinton made it a profound statement in her campaign, and of course Obama did, constantly comparing our Constitution to that of Australia, saying that in 1996 there was a mass shooting in Australia, and the government got together and decided that we're going to have a gun buyback. And if you read the New York Times, it tells us that, well, you know, people voluntarily turned in their firearms. No, they did not. It was a compulsory buyback. And this country, we would have, apart from the Second Amendment, you've got the takings clause under the Fifth Amendment. You've got the very concept of what it means to have a personal property in a capitalist society. You have absolute exclusive a right to the use, possession, and enjoyment of your property. And but under Australia, that's not the case. But, of course, they can do whatever they want, the government, because there's no Bill of Rights in Australia. And though there's been discussions about that, the government said, well, we know what's best for the Australian people. You don't need a Bill of Rights. We'll take good care of you. And that's Australia. And by the way, they have a parliamentary form of government that has something reminiscent of what we have with the House of Representatives and the Senate. Oh, and they also have something else, the Queen of England.
That's right. That's one-fourth of their government.
That's one-fourth of their government. And through their the Governor General that represents the Queen, all decisions are made for the benefit of Australia. It boggles the mind that Obama, that he graduated from Harvard with a law degree, and he's supposed to be a judicial scholar, and he knows so much about constitutional law.
Yeah.
It's amazing how, you know, the only good thing you could say about him in his presidency is that he was so bad, so horrible, that the public was ready for a sea change. We had enough of Bushes, we had enough of Clintons, we had enough of the centrists, and all the, you know, the so-called moderates, and those individuals who do what is best for the American people. And one would wonder that if Romney were in, would Clinton have been in now? So I think that that's one positive thing that came out. When you have a very, very, very bad administration and a person that, he could have been, I don't know if he should have been alderman in a city, should be president of the United States, we were ripe for a return to the idea that there is in this country a constitution. It isn't the Australian constitution, and we do have a Bill of Rights. So long as I hold, and so long as the American people insist that their legislators do nothing to whittle those constitutional rights away, we will keep our nation safe and sound, secure, and the rights of the people will be supreme, as they should be. And I go back, I constantly think about these so-called do-gooders that seems to be a monopoly in the Democratic Party. But I always get the feeling that they're really, really cold, aloof individuals that really don't care much about life, really. If they did, then why is it that they will not at least give some credence to the fact that, yes, maybe, possibly, hundreds of thousands of people in any given year do use guns responsibly to protect their lives and to protect the lives of their loved ones. And yet you don't hear about that at all. So it is a one-sided discussion. And the mainstream media makes it clear that they have a narrative that they want to keep to, a script, and they do not want to go off it. Any time that there's a national tragedy, they will capitalize it. And they'll use rhetoric, they'll use emotion, they'll use everything but a good, solid, sound, logical, rational, calm, collected, cool argument to support their position, because they don't have any.
Well, they certainly, they ignore a lot of things and everything else. That's your new thing, though, isn't it? You've discovered Gary Kleck, and you're just going to start pushing that left and right, aren't you?
I definitely am. Someone has to. The fact is that there's a lot of information out there, and the American people do not have to subscribe to whatever is dished out to them, a spoon-fed like tabloid. Through the channels 3, 5, 8, and through the likes of the New York Times or the Chicago Tribune or the Washington Post or the LA Times or any one of those papers that are basically just tabloid. And they basically support a globalist initiative, an internationalist philosophy, a utilitarian morality. They have absolutely nothing to do with our history, our core values, the kind of constitution that the framers of our constitution, the creators of our free republic, gave to us.
That's why it's a living, breathing document, Roger.
Yeah.
It's a shapeshifter. It can be whatever they need for it to be at any given time. Except they want to adhere to states' rights whenever we start talking about national reciprocity. But I'm about to run out of time. Let me do a little selling on your behalf, if I may.
Thank you.
ArborlistQuarrel.com, currently helmed by himself. I think Vinny may be out there somewhere, but Roger's running the show right now, ArborlistQuarrel, .com. Featured writer at AmmoLand.com. And one of the rare commentators that comes on Lock and Load more than once a week. I thank you for carving me out another moment there, Roger. We will talk to you soon.
Well, I thank you, Bill. I really appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much.
Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.